It's Public Radio Music Today, today, WEMU having our special one day on air fundraiser. You can make that gift of support to keep the music and everything else happening here at WEMU happening by going to WEMU.org, WEMU.org. We are thrilled to have as a special guest for a short moment or two, the host of Alt Latino, which is heard every Friday night here on WEMU from NPR, Felix Contreras. Hello, and welcome to WEMU. What a treat and honor to have you on board today.
Thanks, Michael, and the honor is mine. WEMU, man, it's well known. I mean, I've been at NPR 20 years this week, and from
oh,
the
really?
Beginning, yeah.
Whoa, there we go. Okay, we're good.
And I've been at NPR for 20 years, and from the beginning, WEMU has had a reputation for the dedication to music and the jazz and the blues and all kinds of musical expressions. So the honor's mine.
Well, congratulations on that 20-year milestone. And speaking of milestones, the program, the series Alt Latino, would have celebrated or did celebrate 10th anniversary on the air syndication last year, but probably a little muted given the pandemic and everything. So congratulations on that decade of syndication,
Thank you.
Too.
Thank you.
Yeah, we had an anniversary. You know, we were intending to celebrate a big, 55th year anniversary at WEMU. But, celebrations are – we'll have to wait while we deal with real life. So
Yeah, absolutely.
Thinking about what you do in a half hour, I was a producer of a syndicated music series that was also a half hour, but it was a very tightly focused a program just dedicated to just like one era of jazz. But Alt Latino, I think one of the things that makes Alt Latino such compelling listening is that your embrace of the music and the culture, it's like it's very, very broad. I mean, it's global. It's all these different styles of music. You're doing Latin jazz. It could be, an era of rock music. It's folkloric music. What are some of the challenges and rewards of having like this big, big embrace of all this culture, but a very, very short window to tell that story?
How much time do you have?
Hey, it's the show is yours, man. Let's do another half hour. So you and me, we'll throw down,
Well, I think most of the perspective comes from just being a music geek, music nerd.
Yeah.
Right? From when I was a kid, going back to listening to the Top 40 radio and in the late 60s, right? I mean, like I've been a music nerd as long as I can remember. So the more I can learn about music, that's my mission. It just seems to be the passion that I've carried throughout my whole life. And so in dealing and instructing, or at least thinking about Alt Latino, initially Jasmine Garst started the show a little over 10 years now. Back in June, it was 10 years. We started the show because we wanted to talk about Latin alternative music, and there's a whole history that goes along with that. It was rock and Espanol in the late 90s. There's a long history of that music, which, by the way, was chronicled beautifully on Netflix on a series called Break Everything, or Rompan Todo.
Hmm.
And highly suggest everyone watch that, because it just puts what we do on Alt Latino and what all these musicians do in the world of alternative music, puts it in the historical and social context, right? That's what that series does. And that's what I've tried to do as well. Try to put whatever, because music is an expression of cultures, and it's an individual expression, but the individuals come from specific cultures and backgrounds. So it's initially that culture, but then it's mixed with everything else, right?
Right.
One of my favorite things to do is listen to this record label down in Argentina. It's called ZZK. And those people, those musicians are just like, they'll bring in, folkloric music from the Pampas, from that Southern Cone area, and then mix it with electronic, like Brian Eno type stuff, right?
Wow, yeah.
And the mixture is amazing. And that's what I'm always looking for, is try to find, honestly, I'm trying to find a sound that I never heard before. And very often I find it, which is amazing to me. but I do find it because, and I'll say it, these kids, man, because I'm a little on the older side, these kids today, you know, 20, 30-year-olds, with the technology they have available to them, you know, they're absorbing all of this culture. Mm-hmm. And they're bringing in all these things, the Afro-Peruvian people making, like, Afro-Peruvian music that's based on, you know, going back to the slave trade, and then mixing it in with electronic and mixing it in with maybe a little bit of hip-hop. And it's, like, something you've never heard before. So, yeah, to answer your question, it's really a matter of, like, how much can I squeeze into this half hour? Because there's so much out there. We can't get to everything, but, you know, that's been my goal, to try to get as much as possible in.
Yeah, I love it. I feel like I get my mind blown by the show on really a regular basis, because this is, well, this is kind of, you know, it's like I'm a jazz guy, I'm a blues guy. I mean, I know my soul music, I know my rock and roll and everything. And it's like, well, yeah, I know Latin jazz, but then I get, you know, and I'm a huge Los Lobos fan, which you got coming up either this week or next week. So, you know, I know what I know, but it's always like, I think one of the great things about Alt Latino for me, because it's not in my comfort zone, it's like, whoa. And I hear what you're saying about, you know, you have this expectation of, like, well, I'm listening to music from, you know, from Peru, I'm going to hear a certain, like, sound. And then there's all this stuff that's, you know, really, really pushing what's happening in the music and these different music scenes. I'm speaking with the host of Alt Latino, Felix Contreras. You can hear the show every Friday night here on WEMU. This is Public Radio Music Day. We're having a special one-day on-air drive. You can keep everything happening here at WEMU, musically and more, happening by making a gift today at WEMU.org. In terms of, you know, NPR and public radio and what you do on the program, Alt Latino is not afraid to be very, very timely, very much in the moment, talking what's happening, you know, politically or socially or whatnot. But it's also balances that with tradition and historical programming. What do you think some of the rewards of being having a show on public radio that can, you know, bring in history but also be very timely and very much in the moment?
This kind of show can never happen outside of public radio. Public radio was designed, I think, for this kind of show, which is why we pitched it as mm-hmm. a public radio show. And then bring it more contemporary times, we designed it as a mobile product. We designed it as a podcast because that's how people were listening to music. And now we're very, very fortunate that radio stations like WEMU have started to take on the show as, you know, from our podcast beginning to reaching out to people through the radio who still listen to the radio and people who listen to podcasts and radio. So, you know, it's, and that kind of thing, again, can only happen in public radio because the mission, I've been listening to public radio for as long as I can remember. I grew up in California, Northern California. I lived in Fresno, California for a long time. You know, I grew up on listening to the Pacifica station, KPFA in Berkeley, where I heard all kinds of stuff that was not being played on the radio and never would be played on the radio, commercial radio. And that's just the normal. That's the bar. That's just the way life is, that public radio will always reach out and reflect the communities that they serve, you know, as broadly as they can and as consistently as they can. You know, just that's what, I mean, like I said, I have a lot of respect for WEMU because you put you've put the dedication to the music. Music's first. And then you put the music into the social context so that we can all understand it, right? And that's what public radio does. And that's, and you, I don't know how else to say it. You're only going to hear that on public radio.
I got you.
You know, I'm convinced that it's just true fact, you know?
I want to touch base on a couple of things. You know, we are in the midst of this fundraising and everything, all sorts of craziness and everything, because it's, hey, it's public radio. We're fundraising. You know, on the bio that, you know, at NPR about you, you know, there's the last line in there, make sure it's mentioned, that you're like the resident Grateful Dead fan, the so-called deadhead at public radio. And I'm assuming that is that was that just like, you know, growing up in kind of like their backyard, you know, Bay Area and everything, or was it just was there something special about their music? Because we have a deadhead here too. I'm not him, our news guy, our morning news guy is the resident deadhead here. So we have to acknowledge that. I feel we'd be remiss if we didn't acknowledge that. So was that basically is this a California thing for you, or what?
It's partly that, you know, it definitely that being present there and being able to go to shows and stuff, you know, and for the record, you know, I never traveled on the bus with the oh. band, you know, I always had a job, okay. man, so I couldn't take time off, so I never went that route. But in all honesty, I mean, like, the more I learn about music, because I'm also a musician, I'm a part-time musician. I play percussion, Afro-Caribbean percussion and drums and stuff. And a student of all kinds of different music. And the more I learn about music the more I appreciate the different forms and artistry and all that stuff. And, you know, for me, the Dead is like a jazz band, honestly.
Right. I mean, yeah, I hear that a lot.
I mean, I had an old iPod where I only had different versions of their song Dark Star, which is a long improvisation.
Right.
I only had Dark Star and Coltrane and just, you know, let it go random on the iPod. You know, it's just it's that same energy. It's that same spirit. It's that working without a net. They're out there. Some things work. Some things didn't. And that Dark Star jam, it was. There's Stockhausen, there's silence, there's music concrete, there's like jazz, there's all kinds of stuff. These guys, it just came out of them. It's not like they were studying this and this is what we're going to do. That's how it manifested itself in these long improvisations. Wow. So the connection for me has always been that jazz, the spirit of jazz, the freedom. You know, I just did an interview with Omar Sosa last week
on his
new record, which is a feature. He recorded East African folk musicians and then built some music around that.
Fantastic project, record. Yeah.
And then one of his quotes was, and he's Cuban, he's Afro-Cuban from Cuba, and he lives in Paris now. But one of his quotes was, "Jazz is freedom," and that's always been the connection between the Grateful Dead and me, is that freedom, that experimentation, that sense of discovery. Get me started, man.
Yeah, it could go a lot of different places. I just picked that up. I did not know that. Our friend and your colleague Don Gagne is a huge music person too. You know, in the news department and the news division at NPR. And yeah, I was thinking, wow, we should get Don to talk about Dylan and Felix to talk about the Dead. We could do like a Dylan and Dead tour of NPR stations. It would really take off.
I learned so much from Don, man. Don's a great guy. He's the top political reporter in the country, I think. And we have these conversations. When we were in the building, we'd have conversations about politics, but it almost always came back to music, you know. And he's a Dylan scholar.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, I hate to put you on the spot here. If you had like a let's put our Latin jazz or any kind of music, you got something you think is, I mean, we've been playing the Omar Sosa projects. Anything you just been helping you through, you know, musically last few weeks, last few months or something we can kind of spin maybe later today sometime?
You know, there is like that Omar Sosa record is fantastic.
It's pretty special.
There's a young woman from Spain. I think she's from southern Spain. Her name is Rita Payes, P-A-Y-E-S, with an accent over the E. Rita Payes. And she plays guitar. She sings. There's a flamenco feeling to her music. And she's got this wonderful emotional voice. And she plays trombone, bro.
Whoa.
She plays trombone. And so when she's made records with her mother, who's like, it's a mix of classical, a mix of flamenco. She sings in Spanish. She sings in English. But her trombone is like another voice.
Wow.
It'll blow your mind. It's the most. I just recently discovered her. And she's just quietly out there in Madrid, you know, out in Spain. I'm not sure where, making that music. But that, like, I've made a whole playlist, Spotify playlist of her stuff mixed with some other stuff. Because you don't even notice it's a trombone. It just sounds like a voice.
That's
what I've been listening a lot to, because it's just
now we're on the hunt. This is our assignment for the week. So thank you, Professor. Listen, I get to, it's really, really a treat to talk to you. I love what you do. Again, congratulations on your own 20 years in public radio and the recent 10-year anniversary of syndication for Alt Latino. Alt Latino every Friday night here on WEMU, speaking with the host of the program, Felix Contreras. What a treat, man. Thank you so much for being part of Public Radio Music Day here at WEMU.
Thank you, Michael. It's my honor. WEMU rocks, man. It's the way to go.
All right. Oh, man, I think we got it perfect, man. We got a nice little segment. I will look for Rita's records, see what I can do. And, yeah, man, keep doing what you're doing.